Hello, listeners. This is Tim Edwards here at the Theatre Royal in Norwich, and I have with me a very special guest. It's Mr. Ken Dodd.
Hello, Timothy.
Hello, Ken. I'm sure we've got many listeners out there who are eager to hear from you.
No, but have they had a description of you yet? Because I think I better do it. In case, ladies and gentlemen, in case you've never had a description of this young man, I can tell you now. Let me see. He's wearing a pyjama jacket. Yes, either that or it's a very, very bright and gaudy shirt. He's got his earphones on. He looks like a spaniel. And what else? He's got sideboards. Yes, he's got long sideboards. Not a bad-looking lad. He wouldn't frighten the children. He's wearing rent collector's shoes. That is to say, bobber boots with a sort of a sponge heel, so they won't hear him coming up the path. Otherwise, that is fairly normal. His hands, yes, he's got his nails are quite clean. He's no segs on his hands, so he obviously doesn't work for a living. So that being the case, we better have a talk to him. The lad in the pyjama jacket. This is Mr. Tim. Hello, Mr. Tim.
Hello, Mr. Dodd.
And you're always telling people the time, aren't you?
I am.
The
yes.
Time sponsored by Tim is 8:32 precisely. Go on, carry on. What were you going to ask me?
And indeed, you're doing your one-man show here tonight.
No, I'm not doing a one-man show.
No.
It's a variety show.
Fantastic.
Variety. And variety is a wonderful word, Mr. Tim. It's a wonderful... It's fallen into bad odour these last 20 years or so, because people think, oh, variety, oh, it's old-fashioned. Of course it's old-fashioned. Anything old-fashioned means that it's experienced, that it's been tried, tested, polished and burnished. Variety, the word means a variety of skills. And when you watch a variety show, you're seeing entertainers, artists who've devoted their lives to perfecting that little act, that little, like I do, my 15 or 20 minutes of, or so-ish. Maybe it may go a bit longer than that. But 25, well, all right, go on, I'll give it a half hour. Of the pure gold of variety in the music hall. Well, I try to, anyway. It doesn't come out that way, but anyway, I'm doing my best.
And that 15 or 20 minutes, I hear, has been known to extend a little.
It does. Well, it's elasticated, like most of the good things in life. It is elasticated, both for comfort and for speed. And for general enjoyment. Yes, I think so, yes. I don't do long shows. People have this terrible rumour that's been put out that I do not do long shows. I give good value. Good value sometimes stretches into the next day, but it's like a party, you see. When we go on the first day, we build it up like a party. It starts off with, by Jove, oh, how tickled I am, missus. And then we start doing the jokes and a few songs, some nice songs, and then other artists go on. Who have we got? Oh, we've got a wonderful man on with us tonight, probably one of Britain's greatest magicians, Mr. Paul Derrick. And not only does he has this beautiful girl, he saws this woman in half, throws the best bit away, keeps the bit that eats, but he also has all kinds of birds, not the two-legged kind, no, the other kind, you know, the feathered ones, all kinds of chickens, ducks, geese, pheasants, he has them all on the stage, all live ones. And it's like doing a show, like performing in Emmerdale Farm. He's a fantastic magician. Also, we have a lovely, glamorous young lady called Sibby Jones, who sings songs at the pianoforte, plays classical music, and then plays a little bit on the guitar, and sometimes does impressions and stuff like that. Yes. So they are. So that's such a variety show. Oh, we have a proper live theatre band, the boys, yes. They play for music, well, a long distance from it, but they play for music, and also it's a live variety show, which is the best kind of show you can get.
Brilliant, and you're taking your show throughout the whole country. I believe you were once trying to play at every theatre within Britain.
Oh, you've been reading my publicity.
I
once boasted that I would try to play every venue, so that includes theatres and halls and supermarkets and garden fetes.
Opening shoe shops.
All that sort of thing. Yeah, I said I'd play every live and in Great Britain and United Kingdom. And to that end, I've been right up to the... we played in the Shetlands. We did twice there. Couldn't believe it the first time. We went right up to the Shetlands, right down to the Channel Islands, to Alderney and Jersey and Guernsey, right across to the west, to Haverford West, and a little Welsh place called Ystradinlais. How's that for a name? And then also to Cardiff and Swansea, and then the other side, to right over to Cromer, and that was nice, like Cromer, and Hunstanton. They've got a pier there in Cromer. Yes, you do your show halfway out at sea. And the audience don't clap, they just throw fish to you, if they like you. Yeah, Hunstanton and Cromer. And Norwich, here we are, Norwich. You know, have they got a light boy? King's Lynn. Yeah, do all that, yeah, yeah. Well, anywhere where they'll have me, I go.
I'm sure they'd have you anywhere in Britain. A much respected and well-loved comedian and actor, Mr. Ken Dodd.
Oh, God, he's going to try and borrow money. I know he is. I feel it when they start talking like that. It means they're going to ask you for a loan. And never, ever lend money to a broadcaster. You know, because once they've put the phone, the microphone off, they've forgotten who you are, you know. Oh, yes. Yes, yes. I'm 50-odd years of it. Well, can I, young man, on a more sensible conversation, because it's very difficult to talk to a man in a pyjama jacket, can I wish all your listeners happiness? Yes, happiness, that's what we want, a good laugh, because it does you good. It makes you feel good all over, especially in your feet. So I wish everybody all the very best. Is this coming out before Christmas?
Yes, it will be.
Okay, well, a happy bonfire night. And happy Halloween, bonfire night, Christmas, New Year, Easter, Mother's Day, Father's Day. You can play this all through the year now, you know. Anyway, best wishes to all your listeners. And all the very best, folks, and lots and lots of happiness.